You're listening to Talk Radio X, the talk of mothers.
Listening to Nowhere in Mulberry.
Bring me everyone.
What do you mean everyone?
Everyone!
Looking for some juice out this side of town. Mister, won't you show the way? Trying to get around. Only one thought left makes me come alive, and that is you and me side by side on the licorice ride. Motorbikes and leather men take me to the edge of the dream.
I think I'm over your show. It's pretentious, it's hypocritical, and worst of all, it's not funny anymore. So, there's feedback for you guys.
Millions of people disagree with you.
Chunk Bark.
Conscience rubbing against my manhood.
Hello?
I was bedraggled.
Hello?
Now back off and let me speak.
Hey, I'm a historian of ass.
Are you an angel?
And boom goes the dynamite.
Appreciate the zombie killer.
Say yay!
Struggling.
You forgot to say please.
You're listening to Nowhere in Mulberry, episode...
That's a great thing.
Hey,
a rescue helicopter has crashed. This is again going back to the looks like a Coast Guard type. Where's
basically what Nowhere in Mulberry? What we're all about is we're just going to talk about movies, films, you know, just stuff that
weekly
interests
events,
us. Yeah, weekly events, things like that. We live in a very small town called Mulberry.
Reality TV, they are not, but two shit hoes are
alright, thank you.
James Starkiller settled into his bunk, tired from a long day of cow wrestling with shipmates Gene Cobb and Captain Mal Reynolds. Muscle slowly ached as the cool, trendy space air conditioner blew over his buckled skin. Vanessa. Before he knew it, they were in the bunk together.
Oh, God.
Slowly caressing her supple skin and long, wet kisses and...
I hate the Metal Gear games.
What?
Man, we gotta drop there. What?
Foggy's general interests are sex, nudity, Cinemax, self-pleasure, movies, DVDs, and comics.
Pretty much just more Foggy in general.
They kept sniffing the soap like they were getting ready to wash their butt.
They reminded me of the scary guys in Shawshank Redemption. Stick this bar in your mouth so you don't scream when I'm getting it.
I think Vanessa is on some.
It sounds like she's named.
Sorry.
Episode 100. We did it, Steven. We did it. Woo! Yeah! Welcome to Talk Radio X. It's Friday. Yes, yes. Many applause. Yes, we did it. We can finally quit. Yes!
It's over, finally.
Finally, this chapter of Nowhere
Syndication Mulberry. Syndication money.
Yes, it's going to be rolling in right after Everybody Loves Raymond on the WB or the CW. What does the CW stand for, though? I still don't know.
Crap watching.
Does anyone know what CW stands for?
Yes, crap watching.
Hey, everybody. Episode 100, Nowhere in Mulberry. Thank you for joining us. It's very exciting. To my left, Steven the Pop Culture Zealot. How are you doing, Steven?
Doing fine today.
How excited are you, sir?
I am so excited here.
Was that intro long enough for you?
Fantastic, man. So many memories in there.
There are. I well up a little bit during the intro. How about you, Bill? Mulberry Bill. The Mulberry
Historian. I'm to your virtual right, correct?
To the virtual right.
You're my virtual right, yes.
Yes, I that intro, when you sent it to me earlier today, I was just like, wow. That's like just the full encompassment of the past 100 shows. It's something else.
It was hard to do, but... Hey,
you had to go back and listen to 100 shows, huh? And
I probably could have gone in more in depth, but I didn't have time. But I mean, would it really be episode 100 without our fourth member of Nowhere in Mulberry? And that would be our Mulberry newswoman, Vanessa. Vanessa, are you there?
I'm here.
Vanessa, hey everybody,
what's up, home brother?
It's Vanessa. Yeah.
They're like, yeah,
brother.
Home brother, yeah.
Unfortunately,
that's my street talk.
Is Foggy not here with us?
Foggy on his game, or was he off?
I think he thinks we go on an hour later than we are now.
Did you tell him the time change happened? Is that happening?
Foggy, oh, okay, he's back. Okay, Vanessa is here with us. Yay!
There we go.
How you doing, Vanessa?
Why didn't I get any applause?
It's great to have you back.
You're always with us, Bill.
Here with Mulberry Bill.
Too late, Foggy. Bite
Pity
me.
Pity applause.
And Steven? Yes.
No. Stop.
And with me, the J-Strom.
Crickets.
You should know better than to ask for applause from Foggy. He hates you.
With me, the J-Strom. You son of a... Don't make me open a can of whoop-ass on episode 100. No, but seriously, Vanessa, it's great to have you back. 100
Thank you.
Episodes.
Hard to believe.
It is quite an undertaking. We most recently have been filling Fridays, but a lot of Saturdays of our lives the past 2 years taken doing this show. And it's been a lot of fun. And what's funny, to go back and listen to those old episodes, you realize just how many laughs there were. There was a lot of laughter, and that's why we do the show.
But at least we cracked ourselves up, at least.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, it's nice to hear from our listeners that they crack up. My favorite thing that we ever hear from our listeners is they say, I listen to your show at work, and I'm laughing. And I'm laughing so loud that people are looking at me like, what is wrong with that dude? What is he laughing
at? It's crazy.
How great is feedback like that? I love it.
And the Eugene.
Terrific.
I love the Eugene.
It's lovely.
Eugene, he's been a huge part of our show.
I'm a big fan.
We would never tell him that.
I'll admit I'm a big fan of Eugene.
We're showing our hand right now by saying it, so...
Yeah, maybe if Eugene could call in. We're going to take call-ins today. Tonight, for our 100th episode. But first, before we do that, I've gotten several episode 100 voicemails from our listeners, and let's just check them out, okay? I got about six. And here's the first one.
Apparently, guys only want positive.
Not
feedback.
This guy again!
So
what the hell?
You probably don't really care to hear what this has to say, but I think I'm over your show. It's pretentious. It's. hypocritical, and worst of all, it's not funny anymore.
Whenever I get a big head, I listen to this to humble myself.
No, not the angry Jehovah's Witness.
No, you know what's funny, though, guys? That when I went back to put that voicemail in the opener, I realized if you look closely at the file, it says MP3, it has all these numbers, but the first seven numbers are a phone number. We could call this guy if we wanted to.
Maybe it's the number for the Kingdom Hall.
It could be.
Maybe.
Maybe we could call him. See, hey, did you really stop listening? And would you give us
another Tower newsletter? How can we help you?
He's so over us. Yeah, that was like a year ago.
We're pretentious somehow.
Yeah. Well
yeah, whenever we start making fun of religion, he, you know.
Yeah.
It was because of Lost, I think. Our Lost fans are really frustrated with this because we have a love-hate relationship with Lost.
Yeah, right.
But
it had nothing to do with Jehovah. or his witness.
Here's our first voicemail. Let's check it out.
Hey, Mulberry, it's Wiley. Congratulations on reaching episode 100. I'm proud to announce that the Wikipedia entry for Nowhere in Mulberry is complete. You can search the page and... have fun with it, you know. Update it as much as you like. I welcome it.
I don't think we're allowed to
add anything. You know, any old school Mulberry listeners, please put it in your edition. Anyway, congrats, and I look forward to listening to the next 100, 1,000, 1 million Mulberry episodes.
1 million?
Later.
Oh, my God. But thanks a lot, Swiley. Swiley's putting together a Wikipedia, but I don't think if you have something to do...
We can't do it.
We can't, but if listeners would like to go and edit it or whatever, if you want to email me and ask me, like, if I invented podcasting, which would be yes, you could do that.
Yes, Al Gore.
No, that's the internet.
That was the internet.
Steven invented
yes,
the
I know.
Internet. I invented podcasting.
Yeah, I had the whole internet in my head before.
Yeah. You just should have written it down. Damn it.
No, I had a copyright in
Mulberry on Wikipedia. There isn't now.
Virtual bulletin boards, if you will.
Just imagine people talking instead of writing a piece of paper and sending it.
Yeah,
what a brilliant idea!
Electronic mail,
dude. That's brilliant. I should
makes people socially inept.
Let's listen to another voicemail. That other one, that was nice, but let's keep going.
Hello, Nowhere in Mulberry. This is Brock. I just want to call and wish you guys a happy 100th episode. It's been, I'd say, quite a fun ride. Thanks so much, and here's hoping you have another 100 episodes. Still in here. All right. I'll be listening. Talk to you soon.
Is he calling from Neptune?
I thought the Whopper was in the background.
Is there solar flares or something?
Yeah.
Thanks, Brock. That was awesome.
Maybe there were some sunspots interfering yeah. with that communication.
Just the phase inducers.
Awesome. Let's continue the love, guys. Here's another one.
Guys, so this is JSR. How's it going? I just wanted to call in and wish you guys congratulations on the big 100 you got coming up tomorrow. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to join in on the brouhaha.
What?
Live in the chat, but going to be thinking about you guys, and I'm going to be missing the fun that you guys are going to be having. So anyway, just wanted to extend my congratulations to all you guys, Jason, Bill, Steven, Vanessa, and
thank you, sir.
Looking forward to the next 100 episodes. All right, I'll see you guys on the forums.
Guys, I don't think anyone understands. This is the last Nowhere Mulberry. He's not understanding this. It's over.
Episode
this is the
1 million.
This is
you
the
just
final
have to go
episode.
Back and continue listening from 1 to 100
yeah,
again.
Yeah, start over at 1 tomorrow. The counter resets after this episode. All right, we got another voicemail. Let's check it out.
Hey, Jason, it's Joker again from the board. Just calling you up to congratulate you guys on doing 100 episodes. That's pretty damn cool. Not many other podcasts can do that. If we wait around for the Hollywood Saloon to do 100 episodes, it'd probably be about 60 years before that happens.
60 years.
We'll be on 1 million.
And I will see you eventually on Xbox Live and kick your ass on Halo 3. Peace out.
Wait, what? You're playing video games now?
Yeah, people keep saying, I can't wait to see you on Xbox Live because they want to kick my ass.
What is that about? When do you play video games?
Why can't we play co-op? You know, why does
since
that have to
when
be...
do we? Jason plays video games since about what? 3 weeks
three
ago.
Weeks ago.
I got an Xbox 360 for my birthday.
No way.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
God.
Courtesy of Bill, you're gonna have to come over and check it out.
Yeah, I have the PS3. I've been playing that.
Oh, you got a PS3? Sweet.
Uh-huh. My ex-husband gave it to me. Don't know why.
I was gonna say they're lowering the price by $100 for the. 40 gig model here for Christmas, trying to entice people.
Your ex-husband gave that to you? Is there some kind of guilt or something? Or
no,
I'm sure
it's
he
weird.
Stole it.
Yeah, right,
no, no, no.
Right.
It's one of his spending sprees.
Stole it.
I was taking a nap. I heard the door open. I came out, and there was a brand new 60 gig PS3 sitting on my coffee table.
Wow. Nice.
Yep. There's somebody to break in and give me something like that.
No shit. I mean, I was like, whoa.
All right, guys, we got two more voicemails. Let's keep going. Here we go.
Yeah, this is Grant Gabriel. Hi, how's it going? Ah, I heard
hey!
That
oh,
one
no.
100. Yeah, congratulations. See? Congratulations. You guys are the talk of the town. You're the bee's knees. You're the bee's knees. That's great. Yeah, it's a big story. Everyone's talking about it. Big story. I'm going to have to get my star reporter, my arm candy, Lois Lane, down there to cover it. Yeah, see? Yeah, good one.
Plus
oh, maybe
one.
I have to give it to her cousin instead. Yeah, good one for Closter. Good one for Closter. Yeah, see?
The Closter.
This is Grant Gabriel. All right, I got a jet. But congratulations, guys. You guys deserve it. And knives and stabbing weapons. All right, bye. See?
I love Grant Gabriel.
Grant Gabriel. He wasn't on Smallville this week.
So he had some spare time this week, so he called in.
He's a fan of Nowhere in Mulberry. It's great. We've jumped on the Grant Gabriel bandwagon. Spin off.
Yes.
What do you think?
Oh, that would be awesome.
It's kind of like X-Files with him and like...
No, just
Lois.
Base it in the Daily Planet.
Daily Planet.
It just never leaves the Daily
with Grant Gabriel.
That would be awesome. Cub reporter, yeah!
No, he's the editor-chief. In chief, see?
Well, it could be back in time,
oh,
like a prequel.
Beautiful, yeah,
yeah.
Very nice.
I like this.
I like that.
It's working his way up the ladder.
It's in the roaring 20s, see? How old is this guy?
I'm only 18, but I talk like W.C. Fields. Yeah.
Oh, like Edward G. Robinson.
Yeah, Edward G. Robinson.
Get away from me, kid. You bother me.
Yeah, with that... That'd be Edward G. Robinson. Wouldn't
yeah. Knives
or,
and stabbing yeah. weapons.
What's the other guy? The White Heat guy. Top
there
of
was
the
a
world,
bunch of
Ma. James Cagney.
James Cagney.
Yeah.
Cagney, Edward G. Robinson.
All
WC
those guys
Field.
Back in that They all talk like that back then.
That's normal talking.
Yeah, you see? We all talk like this back when.
We're just
I don't know what you're talking about, kid. Yeah.
All right, guys, we got one more. Let's check it out.
Hey, Mulberry Gang. This is Mick, Credo, and the entire cast of Lost in Mulberry.
We just want to congratulate you guys on your 100th episode.
The cast has been on break while I've been writing the new script for Lost in Mulberry 11.
Yeah, and congrats on your engagement, Mick. And speaking of wedding bells, Eugene Bot just tied the knot with former Nowhere in Mulberry host Vanessa, right here on UFO's Mystery Island.
It was a beautiful ceremony. You know, Credo, a lot of people don't think there can be love between a woman and a cybernetic brown coat automaton. But she wooed him with her secret weapon.
Purple satin butt pants.
That's right, Vanessa.
Ah.
And just what did your robot Romeo get you?
A dead chihuahua.
Yeah, that made us all pretty sick. It's a good thing Doctor Who Eddie Deason was there. Hey, Ed, what are you eating over there by the gift table?
Yeah, it's a piece of cake.
Eat all your greens now.
Hey, Lord. Slow down, Eddie. You just burped all over the floor. Ew, that's all cakey.
I wonder what this stuff tastes like.
Are you, like, being kinky and stuff?
Oh, no, it's really great.
Keep up the great work, Mulberry Gang. We've got a lot of neat adventures yet to come.
Like a big, epic sing.
That's right, you boys. We're going to rescue the world so Nowhere in Mulberry can be broadcast to a Scientologist-free world.
What do you mean by that?
Back off, Cruz. I'm not going to let your Thetan-inspired voodoo screw up the wedding we've all been waiting for.
Aren't you afraid you're going to kill somebody?
You don't have food, do you?
I gotta tell you, I am so excited.
There will be a firefight!
You beat me.
Thanks, God.
I'm exhausted. I like the little Boondock Saint reference there, Mick. There will be a firefight!
That's awesome. Vanessa, you're a fan of the Boondock Saints, right?
I saw it once.
And?
You're a fan.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Yes, I am.
Well, that was great, guys. Thank you for all the voicemails.
You're the only one.
How sweet was that to get that
Lots
many
of love.
Voicemails? That's a record right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's more than we've had the entire 2 years
Much
put
love,
together.
Guys. Thank you so much. I still can't believe... When I wrote down, like, show notes, and I wrote episode 100, I'm like, huh? Webisode 100? We've done 100 episodes?
Webisode.
I hope you're saving those.
And, no, I got to do show notes so I remember to talk about stuff. Like, for 3 weeks in a row, I forgot to talk about Friday Night Lights, so I have to write it down.
It's going senile.
But
there's so much stuff to get to. We just run out of time.
There's so much to talk about.
We just need to do a Friday Night Lights cast.
But Vanessa, you're a huge Mystery Science Theater fan, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Now, Mike Nelson and those guys, what are their names, Bill? Because I can't get the other guys.
Mike Nelson, Bill Corbett, Kevin Murphy. Kevin Murphy and Bill Corbett are the replacements for Tom Servo and Crow. So yeah. they're not even the originals.
Well, they've been doing this thing called Riff Tracks, Vanessa, where
I've seen that.
They do an MP3 file and you watch it, you sync it up to the movie and you listen to them, you know, talk about a movie. Right.
Also the film crew.
Well, yeah, they also
do
film
like an MST3K sort of thing.
But here is the cool announcement. There's this new thing called Cinematic Titanic. And that is the original MST-ers, Joel Hodgson, and the other two, Bill, who I can't
Trace Ballou, who's the Crow. And for the life of me, I think it's Kevin Anderson.
Wait, wasn't it
Servo.
Frank Conniff or something?
Yeah, well, Frank Conniff was TV's Frank.
Oh, okay.
You know, he was the...
Well, he's going to be part of it, too. They're doing it now. They're going to start doing
their own riff track kind
of
thing.
And Mary Jo Peel, who was one of the original head writers.
And apparently...
I always liked Joel better anyway, so...
Yeah, they're apparently
Come on,
gonna,
Mitchell.
What is that, Bill? They're going to do something for ILM. They're at Lucasfilm, where they apparently have the right to do... Some film that has something to do with Lucasfilm. And my first guess was Howard the Duck. It's got to be Howard the Duck, wouldn't you think?
That'd be awesome.
Either that or Radioland Murders with Brian Benben.
Oh, my God. I forgot about Brian Benben. But Lucas didn't direct that, did he?
No, but he didn't direct Howard the Duck either. But he has the
maybe it's Tucker.
Tucker the No, it's got to be Howard the Duck. That would be awesome. But I'm so, you know, we talked about, we're fans of Mike Nelson and stuff, but we get sick of the films that they're doing riff tracks to. It makes no sense. They've done Spider-Man. Well, they've done The Bourne Identity. It's like, what? You know,
I actually watched the Bourne Identity one, and it was painful.
Yeah, they Real kept painful. Doing bad, like, Irish accents, didn't they?
Yeah, Irish, French, wherever they were, they would do the accent.
Yeah, wow. And I love those guys. It's just they were reaching. And I
they
think
just need to go back
reaching.
To...
But I can't wait to see what Joel does. I'm really excited about it.
Joel is a genius, an evil genius.
Agent J.
What did he... I'm sorry. What did he do after the You Don't Know Jack? What did he do anything after that, or did he just stay behind the scenes as a writer?
Well, I think, yeah, he's been a writer on different TV shows and stuff.
Yeah.
Staff writer kind of thing. Was he...
That's where you can get it.
One of those guys was a writer on Jimmy Kimmel, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was Joel. Joel Hodgson was a writer for Jimmy Kimmel for a while.
Yeah, they just take different jobs writing, but this is what everyone loves them for. And how, you know, you can only deny it so long before going back, right?
Now, what worries me is, are they going to be doing a riff track sort of thing, or are they going to just be doing, like, live shows?
See, that I don't know. They haven't really said, but live shows. MST did do that for a while, didn't they? Live shows? Where
they
go to convention stuff? That would be sweet, but I think they'll definitely release DVDs because they know that that would be profitable.
Well, they would take a huge chunk out of riff tracks.
Yeah. I've stopped. Bill, I depend on you to send me any. You said they haven't been that great lately or whatever.
Yeah, like I think I stopped sending them around Firewall. You know, it was like they were just... They were trying too hard.
Are they just trying to do new movies or something?
I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they did... I thought the Phantom Menace one they did was really hilarious.
I mean, they could have done, like, Snakes on a Plane. That would have been pretty good.
Yeah, they
something.
Haven't done that yet. They should.
Yeah, but you know what else they're doing that's kind of miserable is they are bringing in, like, special guests.
Oh, yeah, Fred Willard.
Yeah, I want to see that one, because that's like a MST3K kind of movie, that Mission to the Moon.
Yeah, Fred Willard
but they
does
did,
crack me up,
they did Willy Wonka with Neil Patrick Harris, and that was painful. And then
that would
was,
be weird.
Which Willy Wonka now? Are you talking...
The Gene Wilder
the Gene
one.
Wilder one.
And they did Troll 2 with the guy that runs Something Awful, that...
Low tax, yeah.
Troll 2 is horrible.
Troll 2 is quite possibly one of the funniest, worst movies ever.
Hey, guys.
That My Demon Lover.
Should I, Nim Tracks? That's our new business venture.
I know. I said the other night in the saloon chat for the show, the Halloween show on Wednesday night, that one of these days we are going to release commentaries for...
Death Wish 3.
Roadhouse and Death Wish 3.
Yeah. Roadhouse was the first one we ever talked about. We never did it. But,
yeah, and then Riff Tracks had to steal our thunder.
But I really want to do the Death Wish 3 one, man. It'd be awesome.
Is that the one where he has a camera trying to lure the guy in to steal the camera? Yeah.
Yep.
Here's what I already got. See if you guys agree with me. Okay. Death Wish 3. Next film, Gymkhana. What do you guys think?
Oh, yes. Land of the Crazies. Got to go with that.
And we charge... $9.99 per track, so just pay for that.
Also, we got to do some Chuck Norris, like Top Dog and Delta Force.
Oh, Top Dog.
What about Hamburger the Movie? That would be a good one.
Joysticks.
Oh, Screwballs and Joysticks.
Screwballs. Screwballs. All the Get Laid comedies of the 80s.
Yes.
We're going to get laid.
The last American
I saw
Virgin.
Joysticks at the theater.
When you went to go see that, you're like, I'm going to go see me some TNA.
I was a young kid, and my buddy's mom was letting us into R-rated movies.
That's awesome. But
that was back when nobody cared, though.
I'm thinking Gymkhana and Death Wish 3 to start out with.
Death Wish 3 is a must.
It's a classic. I love it so much. And here's the thing, though. People would have to go out and buy Death Wish 3 on DVD in order to listen to the commentary with it, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
You can get online somewhere.
But it's why worth it.
Doesn't everybody own Death Wish 3 and DVD?
Yeah, you should already own it.
What do you mean you don't own it?
Here's what you do. Next time, listener, you're in Walmart and you see it there for, you know, $2.99. Purchase
the $5 men.
Yeah. You're like, you know what? I'm going to buy this because I know eventually they're going to release a commentary to this. And you know what?
Yeah, if you walk past and you see, you know, prize winner Defiance Ohio and you want to pick that up.
It's a rare disguise when you buy it,
Go hit the $2 bin ourselves and grab everything.
Yeah. What we'll do is we'll get one of our listeners who lives in another country to upload it on YouTube in like five chapters with video and our track. What do you think, Bill?
That would be interesting.
Oh, that'd be awesome to see it like done in Spanish.
Something like getting listed on Interpol.
Yeah. What do you say, guys? We check out entertainment.
Sounds good.
Let's do it.
What the hell are you doing?
Waste. Makes haste, for time is fleeting. A rolling stone is worth two in the bush.
Go fuck a refrigerator, peck your neck!
What? Yes, the clip from my $5 escapade at Walmart.
Oh my god, we're totally doing a commentary to RoboCop 2. Yep.
RoboCop 2 and 3 in the $5 bin at Walmart. Had to pick them both up.
Awesome.
That scene, I bust the gut. I was like, drop! That's a drop!
I love that Otomo the ninja in the third one. It just makes no sense.
Oh my god, yeah.
Otomo is just walking around for most of the movie too, isn't he? They just keep showing him walking somewhere, and finally he sheds up at the end, and RoboCop makes his face cracked, and it's all crooked or whatever.
So bad.
Now, Bill, you saw the new Russell Crowe Denzel movie directed by Ridley Scott. You have 3 seconds to review it. Go.
Seen it before a million times in a million other movies. Okay. It's an absolute mess.
It is? It's a mess? It's not good?
It's a mess. You'll watch it and you can't get into it because the entire movie you're sitting there going, where have I seen that before? Where have I seen that before?
So you're saying it has plot points that you've seen in a thousand other movies?
Yeah. I mean, dead on beats the entire movie. It's an absolute mess.
Here's my favorite.
And I know a lot of people are going to go, ooh, it's so great. What are you talking about? It's got a great rating on Rotten Tomatoes. You know what? Look at the reviews of the people that have seen it and gave it a bad review, and they're saying the exact same thing as I'm going to say. I've seen it before a million times.
My favorite part of the trailer is when he goes, "Mama, that is your house." And I'm
like, but you know what the best part of that is? And you know what? We've seen that in other movies.
Well, also
before.
When he goes, "They tried to kill my wife." It reminds me of the "Pull Me Back In" from Al Pacino.
Yeah, exactly. But also, like, the guy, the drug dealer making big and buying his family a big house. But what cracked me up about that part was it's so heavy-handed with the racism stuff. Like, they show this entire convoy of this black family pulling up to this house and all the white people around running into their houses.
Oh, God.
Like, I mean, it's just like, oh, man, Ridley, did you really have to? Well, and then, of course, there's the major racist cop that's got to use the N-word every 5 seconds and say how this guy can't be who he is because no black person has ever been that, you know, it's just
I
like,
see that in the trailer, wondering that. But maybe the people really did that and Ridley Scott was just showing what really happened or something.
I don't know. You know what? Dare I say, I think he's lost his touch.
No way. Not Ridley Scott.
One bad movie.
What was the last movie he did that I really loved Black Hawk Down. That was the last
That's
movie
about
he did
the that. Last movie I liked of his.
I still haven't seen Kingdom of Heaven.
Revisionist horseshit.
A lot of people said the director's cut was a lot better, though.
It was pretty good.
I haven't seen that one.
Well, the craziest thing is Orlando Bloom was a replicant, is what I heard.
He looks like a girl.
You know what? If I have to hear him say that Deckard was a replicant one more time, I'm going to pull up to his house and take a shit on his lawn.
Oh, my God.
Seriously, I'm going to fly out to California and just take a gigantic shit on his lawn.
I thought he lived in, like, where he lived on a vineyard or something like that.
Okay, then I'm going to shit on his grapes.
Good Lord, man. No, but the thing about that Deckard as a replicant, I could understand if maybe after you watch the film, we've seen the film many times before you've ever heard that. If I had an inkling after the film, oh, I wonder if he was a replicant, but you don't. You have to be told by the director.
So look, it's a unicorn.
Well, and later on in the director's cut, they show the unicorn, and that's supposed to represent maybe he's a replicant or whatever. But then he outright says he's a replicant. But you don't get that from the movie at all. What? I don't get it. But anyway, so Bill, you're saying don't go see this movie, right?
You know what? If you want to go see it, go ahead and see it. But I didn't enjoy it.
He's going to say, I told you so.
See, Vanessa, this is why I need show notes. I don't even remember what the name of the movie is we're talking
American
about.
Gangster.
American Gangster.
American Gangster. There you go. How is Russell Crowe, though?
Give it... Russell Crowe is standard.
He's always
good,
right?
Standard.
Yeah, he's good, and so is Denzel Washington.
He's always
they're good.
Yeah.
It's just the story is stuff we've seen before, and the direction is stuff we've seen before.
I can take that, my man Denzel.
Oh, I love Denzel.
Mm. Now you know what I'm really excited about is Nottingham. That apparently that's Ridley Scott's next film. About the Sheriff of Nottingham with Russell Crowe. Come on,
oh, interesting.
You know what I'm saying?
Is this the reverse one where the sheriff is the good guy and Robin Hood's the bad guy?
We're going to find out what a dick Robin Hood was, yeah.
Maybe Kevin Costner can play him again.
I am
that would be
Robin of Locksley and my men are thirsty. That's what my favorite
thespian.
Was. I always love that about that Kevin Costner. He doesn't speak with the English accent the entire movie, but he says one
everyone
line,
else does.
My men
are even Christian
thesty.
Slater does.
I love how he's a thesty. But anyway, American Gangster. Bill says he loved it. Go see it.
Yes,
I didn't say Russell that.
Oh God, I wasn't paying attention. Bill said, "Don't go see it." Or go Thumbs see it.
No, I said go see it if you want to. I'm,
okay.
Well, that's a great review. Go see it if you want to.
Well, I'm just saying, I didn't
Bill's
like
not,
it.
Bill's not going to tell you what to do.
His
do
opinion
whatever.
Is he didn't care for it.
I didn't care for it.
No,
I
Bill,
it was
what about the B movie? Should I go see that?
Oh, the B movie? You know what? It's Seinfeld. So, you know what? Whatever.
Oh, is that the animated movie?
Exactly.
Hey, my daughter really wants to see that. I'm going to take her to see it. But,
oh, yeah, she's at that age where you get tortured by all those animated movies.
Hey, but I dig that stuff, so it's okay. And plus, you
I had to see Toy Story a million times.
So what? I love Toy Story. I'd watch that
a million times.
A million times. As many times as we're going to do No More Mulberry?
Yes.
All right, guys, let's check out what's on our TiVos. Okay?
Let's check it.
Sure thing. Whatever. Like Bill says, whatever.
All right, guys. I keep seeing this Heather Mills, formerly McCartney, on all the shows. Mm-hmm. Now, what is the deal? She divorced Paul McCartney, right?
Took a shitload of his money.
Did she?
Yeah.
She took like $51 million or something
like
that?
Well, she's real pissed off because of the tabloids keep saying bad things about her. But listen to the hunky Matt Lauer talk to her, and I never understand what they're talking about. Let's check it out.
Paul McCartney has a lot of power in Great Britain and other places around the world. And if all this stuff is untrue, he could pick up the phone, he could grant an interview with a major publication in Great Britain, and he could say, look, this is the mother of my daughter. And the things you're printing are not true. She hasn't asked for money. She isn't crazy. And he could put a lot of this to rest. Have you asked him to do that?
All I can say is when we first split, I said to Paul, I'm going to be crucified. I'm going to have a modern-day stoning. You know why we split. You know
Heather
the truth.
Locksley.
They don't need to know the details, but you need to stand up and say, I am responsible for the breakdown of this marriage. You'll be a hero because people know it's always two parties.
Floppy.
But in this case, it's very heavily one-sided. I said, if you say that, I'll walk away with nothing and we'll do a very gentle and quick divorce. And he promised he'd do that. I have
Heather
evidence
Mills.
Of that. And he did.
Sounds like Paul, John Lennon.
Yeah. John Lennon.
I'm from Liverpool. Now, let me ask you guys this. What are the what are people saying? I don't even know.
No, what?
It must be
I don't
just being said in England.
I had it.
I don't get the appeal that she's a gold digger, whatever. I don't care. Give her whatever. You know, if he's the one that was dumb enough not to sign a prenuptial agreement. Seriously.
Okay, this is just as a woman, okay? Let's say if I were to meet a multimillionaire, okay, and he wanted to get married, I would request a prenup because, one, I don't want his money, and two, I would never want him to assume I wanted his money. So
yeah,
I don't get why women
agree
don't
with
want
Vanessa.
That. I don't get why women wouldn't want to do a prenup.
Exactly. I think it would make a relationship like that stronger.
Right.
Oh, definitely.
Now, here's Heather Mills was also on the British version of the Today Show, and she was like a completely different person. Check this out.
I know you're
talking. I've had worse press than a paedophile or a murderer, and I've done nothing but charity for 20 years.
Peter Pyle.
I live in prison,
Peter Pyle.
Right? I have to fight back, otherwise I'll go insane. They've been saying that you know you want 50 million, and the reason it's
been offered nothing. Okay. Nothing. We go to court. Nothing to do with that. We go to court over my daughter. I'm not allowed to talk about it because it's a criminal act if I talk about my daughter. You have no idea what's going on. How do you know if I even want any money?
You want to be able to sell your story, and then again,
it's
people.
Rubbish.
Look, you money grubbing bitch. Get out of here.
She wants to stuff all her money, all his money in her leg.
She can hide it there.
It's such a hate.
I've got my bloody own bank in my leg. Blimey.
That's why I consider killing myself.
I'll step on.
Wow, do the world a favor, honey.
What is it? Just go. In Britain, I know they're crazy about the tabloid crap there.
Yeah, they're vicious.
Yeah,
over
they're
there.
Very
just freaking move away from there.
I always hear about Tom Cruise suing and winning those tabloids over there.
Okay, look at her. Look at Heather Mills. She was a German nudie model with one leg. And Paul McCartney, billionaire.
He drove up and he said,
royalty.
Hop in, get it? Oh, sorry. I don't know what the hell just happened.
He pulls up, you know, it's just, it doesn't fit right. Something's not right here.
Like her leg.
I mean, who am I to speculate? But still, if she didn't want any money, then don't get any money. Don't go through all these, you know, stupid things. Release the information. Say that, you know, he gave her a couple $1,000s a year for their children. You know, something like that.
Steven,
could you
do another Paul McCartney
battling over millions?
No, I can't.
Jeez!
Possibly the worst accent I've ever heard.
Thank you. Dude. No, I can't.
I'm Paul McCartney.
I'm a drugged out something or other.
Do you remember when Dana Carvey would do me? He goes, I'm all flippy floppy. He just like, say the stuff
like,
that made no
who
sense.
Who says I was an impressionist?
All right, let's check out Jennifer Love Hewitt on The Ellen Show. Great television.
All right, so do you like to be scared? Is this a good holiday for you?
I love Halloween, but I hate being scared.
Really?
Yeah.
What things are you scared of?
I'm scared of birds.
Your vagina,
really?
Yeah. Ellen.
I'm scared of chicken
bursting.
Fat. Like all. Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
So if it was a thin bird, you wouldn't be scared, or?
No, birds in general with their whole sort of just the that thing, I don't like that. And chicken fat in
either.
General, just really creepy. What about that bird on that plasma right there?
He's okay because he's over there.
That's you scream well? Do you have a good scream?
I think so.
Can I hear it?
Sure.
Wow, that's good.
Alex turned on.
Now, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but Ellen interviews like they're on the Match Game or the Pyramid.
Yeah.
Okay. She goes, okay, Steven, you're afraid of something, aren't you? What is it you're afraid of?
Snakes.
Are you afraid of snakes? Are you afraid of big snakes or small snakes?
Just snakes in general.
Now, is it true that you have a loud scream? Can you scream for me, Steven?
I don't have a good scream.
It's just like she's going down a checklist of pre-interview information, and she's just like blowing through it like real fast.
Such interesting questions.
You're exactly
too.
Right.
You're waiting
like,
for me to scream,
like it's
and I'm
the,
not.
The $25,000 pyramid or something.
Now, Steven, okay, pretend you're Paul McCartney and you're going to scream. Now, how would Paul McCartney scream? Oh, it's flippy floppy. Now, if you guys thought that was the penultimate moment of television this week, it wasn't, because Rosie was on Martha Stewart.
No.
Yeah. A very, very special good friend who enjoys Halloween as much as I do. And if you don't believe me, wait until you see her costume. Please welcome the one and only Queen Elizabeth, a.k.a. Rosie O'Donnell.
What the hell is that, Gas?
I think that's footsteps. All right, that's a long
Look,
entrance.
Queen, Queen Elizabeth, please, asseyez-vous.
I am not the Queen of France.
Is that Julia Child?
I am the Queen. When was she the Queen of England?
Oh, dear God.
What was she the Queen of?
Yes, England.
And if the Spanish Brigade makes it here, the Crusade will be
So you know when we do this show and I'm like,
she grabbed her
But I'm like, we got nothing. She has a TV show and's got nothing, so we shouldn't worry about anything.
I think the best thing that's happened on Martha in the past few weeks is that Clydesdale taking a shit in her studio.
Curios?
Martha was a bad girl.
God, that's a drop that we haven't heard in like 2 years.
Martha behind bars.
I said I wanted a Merlot.
Sybil Shepherd.
Why didn't she win an Emmy for those? Oh my God. So, Vanessa, are you watching Survivor China?
Oh, yes. Yes, for sure.
Now, there's this clip I thought was funny. I haven't really watched the show, but apparently they have these things called immunity idols where you can just find them anywhere, like in the dirt or something. Because there's the
well,
guy.
They're hidden and giving clues.
There's a guy last
season. They're hidden in plain sight.
The guy who painted eyebrow on Survivor Fiji or whatever. He made his own fake immunity idol for someone to find, right?
Genius. That's a genius.
So, yeah, man, that's who it was.
Yeah, so this week, this girl thinks she finds one, and here's what happens.
Once the votes are read, the decision is final. The person voted out will be asked to leave the tribal council area immediately.
We know. We watch the show.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
I found this at camp lying on the floor. So I thought it might be immunity.
Thanks. The rules of Survivor state that if a hidden immunity idol is played, any votes cast against that person will not count, and the person with the next highest number of votes will be sent home. That's in the case of a hidden immunity idol being played. This, however, is not a hidden immunity idol. Seventh person voted out of Survivor China and the first member of our jury.
Now, why did she think that's what it was?
Because she's stupid.
So no one told her, hey, that might be an immunity idol. She just assumed it might be?
No, this guy, James, there were these two matching, I guess, square Chinese symbol things up there. And one of them had on the back, congratulations, you found the immunity idol. Well, he didn't have time to put the other one back up. And he had to leave it there because they were all coming back. And she said, the other one's missing. He must have forgotten to take it with him. So she thought she was being genius in finding this immunity idol. And in fact, it didn't say anything on it. Whereas the real immunity idol say, congratulations, you know, blah, blah, blah.
So she just made an ass out of herself.
Yeah, because she kept saying, they think I'm really stupid. Just wait until they see me whip this out. Wow. And then she looks like the idiot.
So who was that did it?
Her name's Jamie.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
I'm just waiting for the irritating anorexic model to do something stupid where people can make fun of her.
Oh, isn't she? Oh, it's hard to look at her with her swimsuit on. Oh.
Yeah. She's disturbing.
Yeah.
And she's arrogant.
All right, guys. This week on Phenomenon on NBC, have you guys been watching
Phenomenon.
That? Phenomenon. With Chris Angel and his ass and his trucker cap.
Never seen it.
Well, apparently, you know, they're called mentalists. They're magicians, basically. They're illusionists. But some of these guys in the world claim not to be doing illusions. They're actually, they have
power. It's an illusion.
They're warlocks.
Yes, they have powers. And apparently Chris Angel has gotten annoyed at this, because there's this guy on here. I don't know what the guy was doing, but he's like, I've had enough of this crap. So he causes a little ruckus here, and listen how defensive the other guy gets. This is truly excellent television.
Chris, I've just got to know you over the last couple of weeks, but I can see you're itching to say something here.
I just think it's comical, quite frankly. Before I even move ahead here, I'll invite Ori and your friend Raymond right now. I have two envelopes here. I will give you $1 million of my personal money right now if either one of you can tell
me. You don't have $1 million.
Details of what's. Now, don't tell me about the energy or that it's not the right time. But just tell me what's in here right now. Tell me right now what's in the envelope.
I find you an ideological bigot. That's what I find.
What's in the envelope right now?
You claim that you.
Tell me what's in the envelope. Don't give me all this bullshit. Tell me what's in the envelope.
You do not believe.
Tell me what's in the envelope. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Tell me what's in the envelope. Right here.
Let's go.
Cats like pandemonium.
Okay, it's a live show. This is not planned. We'll see you after the commercial break. Stay over there.
Yeah, what is that? This is a live show that wasn't planned.
Emmy worthy.
Yes. All right, guys, we got about 10 minutes.
At least Chris Angel's real about it. He's like, look, it's all tricks. Come on,
but
people.
But, you know, it seemed a little staged to me, I'm thinking.
Because they pick up chairs and throw it at each other.
Because the way the guy goes, no, I don't know you that. I don't know you that well, Chris, but I can see you have something to say. It's like, what?
Who says that?
Okay, guys, let's talk about Heroes in Smallville quickly before our break. Heroes. I can't remember anything that happened except for Claire and West, her flying boyfriend, decide to teach that cheerleader a thing or two. She. Okay.
Well, Kinsey also, he learns of committing a hero's crime. Treachery.
Is the cheerleader bitch character the most
stupid,
poorly contrived, written, cliched, contrived thing you've ever seen on the show? The bitchy cheerleader.
They had one last year, remember? Her arch rival?
And they're doing it again. Rival. But she's like swigging back on some liquor, and so he's like,
sweet wine.
Yeah, we'll trick her. So he picks up Claire, drops her. She sees her die, and then he swoops down like Kiefer Sutherland from The Lost Boys and scares her or whatever. That just seemed really like mean-spirited.
Gonna have a good time tonight.
What did you guys think?
That was very nice.
What did you think of that scene? Didn't they?
I like the lighting.
You know what? Well, I think they're trying to establish that West isn't a nice guy and that Claire's going to get involved with him. And
she gets into peer pressure.
Mess with her head and she's, you know, something like that.
The thing is, though, I don't know, maybe I just think about stuff like that. Seeing that vision of her dropped on the ground and her all bloody and stuff, that would cause mental images in your brain for the rest of your life. It would be like, it would traumatize you. It's not just being
mean.
They've
talked about
girl.
Publicly humiliating her, and it seemed like that'd be something more you want to do when, you know.
That'd be like ripping her clothes off or being naked in front of everybody.
Yeah, or peeing herself
really
in public or something.
She's
you know?
In the outhouse and they remove one of the doors and everyone can see her crapping herself or something. But anyway, it just seemed like there are other things. And also the stuff
crapping
with
on her
and shit on the walls.
The stuff that bothers me about Hiro falling in love with the Japanese girls, they had him fall in love last season. It just seems too easy or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what's going on there, but
well, you know what's going on there.
No,
and the treachery of
you don't realize
they're about to strike.
Kinsey's the
course.
One who's going to be the killer.
What do you mean?
He's the one. He's going to be going throughout time. He's the one killing all the higher ups. The one who's leaving the little pictures with the little scroll on it.
Why would he do that?
He's bored.
Revenge
on for what?
I don't know. It's just, you know what? I agree with Steven.
God, do you want the whole plot, Jason? Jeez.
Now, have you noticed Mohinder no longer talks about his father's research? He talks about...
Well, Steven, are you okay?
Jesus Christ!
Jesus Christ!
Steven!
My father's research. Laughing and coughing at the same time.
Jesus Christ,
my blood of my father's research.
I wasn't ready for that.
Well, he no longer talks about his father's research, is what I was going to say. He talks about my research. And he doesn't say research like we
Bastard.
Do. He says research.
Research.
Yes.
My research, it's my blood. And Ned Ryerson goes from being an asshole to a nice guy. What's going on here? I got to know.
Ned?
Bing!
So anyway, I have nothing to say about Heroes because I don't remember it. Let's get to Smallville quickly.
That was...
Let's get to Smallville,
what?
Bill.
What was that? That was that a bit of a throat burp?
That was Steven again. It was. What? Why would I lie about
something? No, I'm agreeing. I'm not saying it was you.
It was me. I tricked you.
Oh, fooled you. It's an answer.
Whoa, Steven!
That was me.
All right. There's this great part in Smallville where Supergirl, she wants to seduce this lab geek into telling her where this crystal is that belonged to her.
And I guess he had glasses, right?
Oh, yeah, he definitely had
of
glasses.
Of course. You know,
but
always.
Listen to how sexy she sounds in this. It's great.
You, work for domestic security?
I know I've had a few, but, am I really that obvious?
You know what's sexy? The thought of a government agent keeping me safe?
I'm not really an agent.
Don't tell me you're just another pencil pusher from the home office across the street.
No, I head up a team of lab technicians outside the city. But we go out in the field a lot.
Good. I was hoping you were hands-on. Ever investigate anything extraterrestrial?
Excuse me?
Yeah. You know, he's going to have to go home and change his pants.
UFOs, aliens, galaxies far, far away.
I can't really be talking about what
that's
I do.
Classified.
It's your god.
It's hot.
What?
What?
Love to have chatted about it.
So yeah, so she.
Well, we learned that then with a misshaped pumpkin head and heaving breasts can pull information out of anyone.
And anybody with boobs can get information out of anyone.
So out of a nerd.
She goes to the lab and she punches through and sets off the alarm and it's not there. Doesn't she have x-ray vision, Bill? Why can't she?
Yeah, I love that she punched through a supposedly impenetrable mirror.
Yeah, it's a mirror.
It just shatters.
That was great. Great episode. They had... Helen Slater as Clark
Smallville.
Does she look pretty good still? Or?
She didn't look anything like she used to.
She looked
a lot
good.
Of surgery? Or?
She doesn't, no, she looks the same to me. She doesn't look bad.
Really? I mean, she looks good for her age.
She looks
Billie
Jean.
Great.
She saw that rocket hairstyle?
She had real long hair. She was a real attractive lady.
She was great in Secret of My Success. Oscar worthy.
She was.
Yeah.
She had great. She looked great in that too. I loved that pixie haircut she had.
Another planet.
Yes. Sandy Duncan.
That's hot.
Yeah, except she doesn't have a glass eye. At least I think she does.
I'm gonna say the best thing about this episode was that Clark ended up stealing the crystal at the end, and you never knew when he did it. He just had it. Did you notice that, Bill? When the hell did he go and get that thing?
I don't know. Maybe before he decided to ask Lana for her help in reincarnating his mother.
But I love Lana and her secret lair and her monitors.
I'm telling you, one of these weeks they're going to start playing Enigma music. She's going to walk in there and you're going to hear,
oh, son, moi.
Yeah.
What is that song?
It's total sliver moment.
She sees Clark masturbating in the tub.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, I just threw up in my mouth, dude. That was...
I'm watching everyone.
Just remember this, guys.
Paul McCartney has a lot of power.
Yeah, he sure does.
Now, guys,
he's the head of the Illuminati.
Let's go ahead and take a break.
Illuminati.
Let's take a quick 5-minute break. We'll be right back and we'll do the news. Are you ready to do the news, Vanessa?
Yeah.
Let's do it! Augie, this is a special occasion. Let's roll some special royalty music for Vanessa doing the news. Her return to the news.
Thank you. Thank you.
Vanessa's back, everybody.
Yes. And better than ever.
All right, Vanessa, what have we got in the news this week?
Well, you've heard about those frivolous lawsuits that have been going on repeatedly. Well, here's another one for you. The wedding was lovely, except for the flowers. They were the wrong color. So says the bride, Alana Glatt, who was so upset that she sued the florist an alleged breach of contract. She says posy floral design in Manhattan substituted pastel pink and green. I can never say this flower, hydrangeas, for the dark rusting green one she had specified for 22 centerpieces.
How do you say that? Hydrangea.
Flowers. God.
Exactly.
Not only that, she alleges that the hydrangeas were wilted and brown and arranged in dusty vases without enough water. The use of predominantly pastel centerpieces had a significant impact on the look of the room. It was entirely inconsistent with the vision the plaintiffs had bargained for,
her lawyer stated.
On behalf of her and her husband David and her mother-in-law Toby Glatt, who paid for the flowers. The flowers cost...
Mm-hmm. Toby Wang?
Mm-hmm. The flowers cost $27,435.14.
Holy
now,
crap.
Guess how much she's suing for? $400,000 in restitution and damages.
So is that like 10 times each flower? Or
I who knows?
Hey, you can't put a price on your special day.
I'm sorry, but an entire wedding should not cost $27,000 or $2,000, in my opinion, but...
$2,000? Yeah, let's go get married at the courthouse, honey.
Well, I think a small wedding and a giant party afterwards. Save the money and buy a house or something. It just seems like a waste of money.
So what are you going to do with $2,000 for the party afterwards? You know, get a cake and...
Get that beer. It's just a yellow can that reads beer, or bring your own beer.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese.
There you go.
Yeah.
Get Paul McCartney to pay for
kicked
it.
Out.
Hey, I can't pay for everything.
Paul McCartney has a lot of power.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
It's very deep of you, Matt Lauer. Thank you.
Now, if you're afraid of going to the dentist, you probably don't want to hear this. In Syracuse, New York, a dentist was dancing to a song on the radio while drilling on a woman's tooth, and she wound up in the hospital when the drill bit snapped off and lodged near her eye. Brandy Fanning, 31, yes, Jennifer Love Huge Tits, said she had to undergo emergency surgery and spent 3 days in the hospital because of the October 2004 mishap. The federal lawsuit filed last month against Dr. George Trustee, appropriate name, seeks $600,000 for her medical expenses, pain, and suffering.
Ow.
Trustee, who's a 57-year-old dentist from the Syracuse Community Health Center, declined to comment. Fanning said she went to the center's emergency dental clinic after the pain in a left molar started to get worse. With a root canal ruled out as an option, Dr. Trustee gave her some Novocaine and began drilling to break up the tooth before extracting it.
No.
As Trustee drilled, he was performing rhythmical steps and movements to the song Car Wash, which was on the radio.
Working a car wash.
Yeah, you never want to hear uh-oh from a dentist.
Car crash, yeah. Oops.
I think I would rather have someone molest me than drill my eye out.
Oh, no kidding. Well, imagine the drill bit... snapped off so hard that it lodged under her eye into her sinus. That's pretty bad. Then after that, Fanning heard a snap. Trustee tried to use a metal hook to pull the bit out, but only pushed it further up, driving it through the sinus and bone near her eye socket.
She heard the snap?
She heard it.
Whoa!
Yeah, for the Disney World. Trustee talked to an oral surgeon after he, of course, was minimizing the problem to her to set up an appointment and told Fanning she just needed to go to emergency room immediately. But he kind of tried to make it seem like it was no big deal. She claimed he initially told she would likely sneeze the drill bit out. But doctors said later that if she really had sneezed, the drill bit would have blinded her left eye.
I might not have a PhD in stupid like you do, but I'm going to tell you right now, this is going to turn out badly.
That's what she should have said to the doctor.
Oh, that's just... Ugh. All right, here's another great one for you. In Cedar Rapids, Iowa, a woman who doesn't want her breast milk to go to waste has taken out a newspaper ad in hopes of selling it.
All right.
Yes, it does a body good. Martha Heller, 22, of Tiffin, Iowa, took out an ad in the Gazette offering 100 ounces. Is she a cow?
Remember some otters.
Otters!
She offered 100 ounces of her titty milk for $200 or best offer. $200. Better beer in it. Heller said her freezer is overflowing with breast milk that she pumped.
What's
since
wrong
August.
With this lady?
Just needs some extra income.
She must have something.
Oh my god.
Maybe her breasts are very tender and full, and she just needs to pump a lot.
I mean, I've had big kids, and there's no way I could pump that damn much. Hell no.
I never managed to stop looking at her boobs.
Well, maybe she's got boobs like Shannon Weary. You know, the Cinemax After Dark chick.
Or Jennifer Shannon Love Weary. Huge tits. Her four-month-old daughter won't drink from the bottle, and so the supply is piling up. Exactly, Jen. Heller now donates to the University of Iowa's Mother's Milk Bank, but the 100 ounces of milk she wants to sell... Yeah, they have a milk bank. Yeah. But the 100 ounces of milk she wants to sell...
Yeah, see,
pumped.
There's a milk bank here, see?
Yeah, you rob a milk bank.
I'm going to rob that milk bank.
Give me all your calcium. She
Top
wants to sell...
World, Ma.
Pumped before going through the screening process for the bank so she can't donate it. Linda Klein, a lactation consultant, said... Breast milk can- yeah, I know, a titty consultant.
What do you
consultant.
Do for a living? Oh, I'm a lactation consultant. Oh, that sounds like interesting work.
I think more like a guy job.
Go into that job.
I don't know. It's like a proctologist who says, I'll grow up, I want to look at butts. I mean, it's just weird to me. But Linda Klein said breast milk can generally be stored in a freezer for up to 6 months. There are no laws regarding the sale of breast milk, but the FDA and the Iowa Department of Public Health does not really recommend you buy someone else's breast milk. Gosh, what a shock. Would you buy someone else's breast milk?
Absolutely.
Would you buy someone else's breast?
Yes.
Well, if it was someone's famous, Stephen, would you?
I'm going to milk it.
Like, say, Lindsay Lohan, something like that?
Or Rosie O'Donnell.
Sure.
Because I'm underage.
Well, you're tough. Wait.
What about Heather Mills? Would you get her breast
I'm going to milk it.
Mm-hmm, girlfriend. Okay. The dog... Oh, I love these. I always love these. The first line of some of these stories are so gay. This dog has been chained. A&E has indefinitely pulled all airings of Dog the Bounty Hunter effective Friday, 2 days after Dwayne Dog Chapman racist rant hit the internet. In evaluating the circumstances of the last few days, A&E has decided to take Dog the Bounty Hunter off the network schedule for the foreseeable future, network said. And this, I love this one. We hope that Mr. Chapman continues the healing process that he has begun.
He's gone to the racist rehab.
With yeah, exactly. Like, what the hell?
So like basically, this guy said some racist things, and it's recorded and released on the internet. And he probably even said it a long time ago.
It's about
right?
His daughter-in-law.
Right.
Yeah, his son-in-law, you know, was pissed off at him, so. Or his actual birth son. So he released the tapes to the National Enquirer for like $15,000.
Yeah, this is. It says in the recording, the Hawaii-based TV star refers to his son's African-American girlfriend Monique Shinnery as an effing N-word, and tells Tucker he can't work in the family's bounty hunting business while he's dating her. And earlier, his lawyer, of course, was trying to say he's embarrassed and, you know, that his father sought to embarrass his father by selling the tape to the Enquirer for thousands of dollars because the bounty hunter disapproved of his relationship with Shinnery. So that's one of the speculations that his son
tried to embarrass. What's about calling her a nerd? I mean, is she into computers?
Shaniqua. What?
Why is he calling... What's so offensive about calling her a nerd?
Yeah, well...
He said N-word.
And
huh?
What?
Mm.
What are you eating? So good.
Delicious. And here's a story that'll make you extremely ill. Do you know how the big people out there, the Hollywood starlets, the music singers, how they spend their money? Well, this will piss you off. Have you ever wondered how Britney Spears spends her money? Well, here's her question. Britney Spears spends an average of $353,217 a month.
Is this Jeopardy? Are you giving the question for the answer? What?
Yes.
We're supposed to
you said
get.
Here's
no, I
the
did question.
The answer
to the question.
Oh.
The documents, which itemize Spears' income and expenses on a monthly line-by-line basis, were filed as a part of a long-running custody dispute with her ex-husband, K-Fed, one of her former dancers. The couple have two children, Sean, 1, and Jaden, 2, who were sent to live with their father after Spears drove without a valid driver's license. Spears' two big monthly overheads are partying and medical bills. The former apparently costs $102,000 per month on the 25-year-old's expense sheet. It is filed under entertainment, gifts, and vacation. The latter, as represented by health insurance premiums and other medical costs, adds up to $86,397. What the? What's been,
you're talking in amounts of money that I can't even comprehend a month. So
she has insurance, so what could she be spending each month that's $86,000 even with medical insurance?
Oh, I'm having a happy day.
It's just,
yeah, drugs.
Yeah, wasn't she just in rehab? So
I guess, but I thought insurance covered
plus,
the majority.
Does
of
she
that.
Have an entourage? Like she has to pay for everything?
Well, you think insurance are going to buy copious amounts of Percocet for her?
Yeah.
What was she addicted to anyway?
Well, they include, because right here it says, for someone who spends $1,036,764 a year on keeping herself healthy, which includes her stints in rehab, it could be argued that Spears, who is often photographed looking bleary-eyed, disoriented, upset, appears to be getting a bad deal. But
Britney,
no one should worry
Spears
about
is a recreational lesbian.
Take a wild guess how much you think her mortgage is.
Leave her alone!
Uh-oh, Vanessa, you pissed guy off, that weird guy. Uh-oh.
Crocker.
Uh-oh.
Leave Britney alone!
Scream like Jennifer Love Hewitt. She pays $61,271 per month for her mortgage alone.
60 grand a month?
A month. That's what more than most people make a year.
That's one hell of a mortgage.
She has to pay $35,000 a month to Kevin Federline for, and $20,000, which goes for spousal support. What a great deal he got. Jeez, he and Kevin Federline earns barely a percent of what she makes each month. What a shocker. He earned more than $500,000 in 2006, mainly from entertainment and endorsement deals. But after business expenses, he was left only with $7,000. After $500,000. His biggest monthly expenses were...
Week.
$7,500 in rent, $6,000 for security, $2,000 going to clothes each month, $5,000 for entertainment each month, gifts and holidays, and $1,500 on eating out. He eats a
hat. Caps on eBay.
That's the life. Yeah. That's the lifestyle, baby.
That's all I've got. Save the best for last.
All right, Vanessa. Thanks for doing the news this week.
No problem.
Thank you very much. And Bill, are you ready to do some DVDs?
I am.
God. You're really excited,
Jennifer.
Bill. Let's do it!
I get giddy like that sometimes.
Ow! Let's do some DVDs!
DVD! DVDs! HD, Blu-ray, DVDs!
Everyone!
Jesus. You know, I've been doing this show a long time.
I had 20 years in this outfit when your idea of a big time was sitting in front of the TV tube, watching Bugs Bunny, and gnawing on your fudgesicle.
Huh? Now, if anybody wants to call in, call 818-935-5132 while we're doing the DVDs. I'm sorry we lost track of time. 818-935-5132. But, Bill, go ahead. What is the first DVD we have this week?
All right, starting in numerical alphabetical order, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, Collection 1. I watched this Travel Channel special, and it just made me jealous that I didn't have the money to travel. But some other people may enjoy it. I was watching it going, damn that. I want to go there.
Like what kind of places?
Like everywhere. Barbados, I mean, it's just something? Like Belize and...
The Grand Canyon.
Yeah, like Alaska, France, Italy, Australia, Hawaii, you know, places like that. Like the Great Barrier Reef and...
Oh, I'd love to go there in Australia.
Stuff like that. Next DVD is the sci-fi original movie with Carl Weathers, Alien Siege.
Awesome.
Nice.
I love Anytime Carl there's Weathers. A sci-fi original, it has to be on the DVD
Apollo
list.
Apollo Creed.
Yes. And king of the B-movies, Brad Johnson.
Oh, yeah. He's great.
He's in every B-movie there is.
He was in Always, and it was all downhill from there.
Yeah. Then he was in the Left Behind films.
Nice.
On your knees.
With Kurt Cameron?
Yes.
I love Kurt Cameron.
So does Vanessa.
The battle over Kurt Cameron's bare breast.
Exactly.
Next DVD is a 3-pack for people to, you know, have kids and want to expose them to some classic films from the Bluth era, An American Tale, Balto, and The Land Before Time for $20. A 3-movie collection. Excellent. I remember seeing The Land Before Time in the theater. Beatles, Help, is hitting DVD in a normal film version and a deluxe limited edition.
Paul McCartney has a lot of power.
30-minute documentary, 60-page hardcover book, reproduction of Richard Lester's original script. Tons of crap in there.
That's a great movie. It really is.
It is. Next DVD.
We can't say enough about it.
Well, yes. You know, it's not one of those movies that you sit there and go, you know, you just chat about it.
Now, what did you think about it, Paul?
I had fun making
God, it's so bad! It's so bad!
All of a sudden, he became Irish. I had fun making it.
Sexual tension.
Huh?
Would you like a pint of Guinness?
That's god-awful, too.
next DVD is Blood Monkey. I have no idea what it's about, but it's got F. Murray Abraham on it and a monkey with blood on it.
Sounds fascinating.
I'm afraid something inside me died.
I think it's blood. So funny that the cover, it's like you got this monkey with red eyes like it's got the rage virus. And it's and the monkey with these big, huge teeth, blood all over it. And at the top it says... Starring Academy Award winner F. Murray Abraham, Blood Monkey. It's just like, oh my god, you poor son of a bitch. Salieri's doing Blood Monkey.
Poor guy. You killed Mozart.
Next DVD is Chinatown Special Collector's Edition.
Oh wait, that's Funky Town. This is the great Jack Nicholson film.
Yes,
Robert
my mother.
Was a Jack Nicholson film.
My sister, my mother. Faye Dunaway, Jack Nicholson, good movie.
That movie's got what would you say, disturbing ending?
Yeah, we're just like, it's Chinatown. That's it.
Well, the killing.
Just ruin it for everyone, why don't you?
It's just I can hear myself coming back at me.
Yeah, so can I.
But... Hey, Vanessa, can you turn your headphones down a little bit? Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. Just guessing.
That's
I'm just guessing.
Yeah, just a little bit. It's better. Okay.
Stop!
Hello?
Oh. Stop!
What?
Stop!
Stop what?
Look,
why?
This is episode 100. I want to hear the DVD song again!
What?
I don't give a crap about the DVD releases. We love Mulberry, and we want to hear the DVD song like 5 times over. Celebrate
hey, fuck
tonight.
You, Andy!
Fuck you! No, fuck! I want to hear my song!
Did you hear miss it earlier?
Did you see us on the chat room? We were chanting. All of us were chanting. DVD song again. DVD song again.
We're not looking. We're not watching.
We don't care about the releases. Ow! Yes!
Sing along, Andy.
DVDs!
What's wrong with you?
Yeah!
Woo!
All right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you.
You guys are the best. I love you. You're the greatest podcast on planet Earth. Keep doing what you're doing. We love you.
We're going to put out the album DVDs.
Yes.
Get back to your DVDs. No, fuck it. Do the song one more time. Fuck it. One more time.
No.
Go.
Sorry, Andy. No, we don't have time.
What is it they say on Bad News Bear? Let them play. Let them play. Let them play. Let them play. DVD song.
What is wrong with Andy?
DVD song.
How much blow have you done tonight?
Bye.
Andy? Okay, he's gone.
He got what he wanted. Wow.
DVD songs. It's popular.
I'm speechless.
Everyone loves the DVD song.
Wow. I mean, what can you say? This is a live show.
Okay, it's a live show. This is not the time. We'll see you after the commercial break. Stay with us.
Yeah, okay, Bill. What else you got, Bill?
All right. Wow, how do we cover from that? Coen Brothers movie collection.
And he dropped like 10 F-bombs, too.
I know.
He's drunk. You guys, shit.
Fargo, Miller's Crossing, Raising Arizona.
Awesome
five
films.
Five great Coen Brothers movies in one for $35.
Yes, I love all of them. And what's that new film that got out called coming out?
No Country for Old Men.
Yeah, that looks interesting.
Can't wait. Great book.
The only film I never wanted to see by them was that Billy Bob Thornton, George Clooney flick where there was a lawyer, divorce lawyer or whatever. That didn't look interesting to me at all.
Yeah, but that wasn't written by them.
They just
wasn't it Intolerable Cruelty?
Yeah, that's it. It just didn't
That wasn't written by them. That was just directed by them. I think it was like a kind of like a they just did it for a friend sort of thing.
Where boners go to die.
Okay. All right, continuing on the DVDs, Image Entertainment is continuing the releases of the Shaw Brothers films, and this week we get The Deadly Breaking Sword, which is another classic for anybody who loves these crazy-ass Shaw Brothers movies.
Aren't those guys Asian?
The Shaw Brothers? Yes, they are. They are Asian.
Why do they have that last name?
Don't ask. I have no idea. I don't know enough about them to know that, but I love their movies.
Robot with really big boobs.
What?
Speaking of someone with really big boobs.
Funny!
Kristen Chenoweth, who was in Pushing Daisies, but also in this week's DVD, Deck the Halls. With Danny DeVito and Matthew Broderick.
What the hell is that?
Great all-star
cast. That's that movie that released last year that got miserable reviews. It came out in, like, November of last year, where I think Matthew Broderick...
What, you got shit in your ears? Come on!
I love that. I think it's just two idiots fighting over who has the best Christmas decorations.
Oh, that sounds...
Oh, good. I remember the commercials for that.
Piece of wreck.
That sounds realistic.
Damn it!
Yeah. What a great story idea.
This guy really likes decorations, but the guy or she, he likes them even more, and they, like, combat each other. Hey, green light. We're going to make that.
Oh, definitely.
Hey, isn't that a stolen idea from, like, a billion other little TV shows?
What's happening in this town? Yeah.
That should only last 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Doctor Who, the complete third series. I think the weakest of the... new series seasons. Not exactly the best of them.
Really, those shows are known for the fantastic special effects.
Well, I wouldn't say that they have fantastic special effects, but they do well with what they have. More so than any other show I've seen.
Do you guys take me seriously?
Yeah, I know.
That's the worst effects on television.
Steve, what?
Bill,
what did I miss?
What has
being facetious?
What has worst effects? The new Bionic Woman or Doctor Who?
Oh, good Lord, Doctor Who! compared to Bionic Woman. Hey, look! I'm running fast. I'm blurry.
Doctor Who. Hey, Doctor Who.
Every sporting event has that.
And I'm stifling my yawn because.
Shut up, Grant Gabriel.
Someone's angry.
Grant Gabriel is just so sarcastic. I can't take it.
Another Asian flick for everyone to check out. Tartan Asia Extreme is releing Johnny Toe's Election. Now, I hope this is just
scrubbing them real hard.
Huh? There's two films. There's Election 1 and Election 2. And I believe they tried to release Election 2 as just Triad Election.
Did they release it 4 years later?
What?
Did they release Election 2 4 years later?
Yeah, it was you know, it was out it a long time, but I don't believe it was 4 years, you asshole.
He's nice guy. Let's do it.
Hey, Bill, do you get it?
Facetious bastard.
Good times.
I was going to see how long I could go with that one. next DVD is, why don't we do the DVD song again? next DVD, this is for Steven, Flight of the Conchords, complete first season. So you can get your crazy, boring Kiwi humor on. God.
Just quiet down, will you please? I'm quiet.
Full.
Quiet!
Full. Jesus Christ, B. Full House, the complete series.
Oh, dear.
Yes!
It's coming like a little house set.
Yep, it sure does, Steven.
Sweet.
It comes in.
Dave Coulier delivers it to your house, and he
does. Cut it out.
He does. Hey, I'm gonna stick my hands up to my head like they're moose horns. You friggin'
hey,
jackass!
Didn't you love America's Funniest People with Tawny Katane and me?
Oh God, that show was bad. And he did the jackalope voice. Didn't he do the voice of the jackalope?
Yes.
Yee-hee-hee, you'll never catch me. Bad.
God,
they should,
they should
have been deported to Canada for that shit.
I think they actually had to shoot him here. Because no one would allow him into the States. In fact, they developed Homeland Security just to keep Dave Coulier out of the United States.
They should have.
Had nothing to do with terrorism. So yeah, it comes in a little yellow house just like on the show.
I just heard Bill say, let's do the DVD song again.
No! We don't have time.
Don't hang me out there and just let it hang.
Nice visual.
We may get to it.
You may get to it.
No, how about this instead?
2 years I've been into your show, and I can't call in with a simple song request?
How about this instead, Andy? This is just meet me in the middle of the road for this. Yeah! I love fart hand music, hand farts, whatever it's called.
He's a mandolist, dammit.
Can he fart the DVD song?
Hey, instead of phenomenon, mentalist, they should have manualist. I would watch that show.
HD Blu-ray is dead at number 1.
Andy, are you crying?
Pleasuring himself.
Oh my God!
It's Mike Cooper.
Carl Mandy Kai.
It's Mike Cooper on the phone, everybody. Andy, you there?
HD Blu-ray standard.
What's wrong with this guy?
Who wrote the part that goes, definition?
That would be me.
Did your dad write that song?
We took a vacation.
Yeah,
it was a lakeside villa. We had our little pad and paper. We sat out and wrote that down.
Said, what formats do they come in? Standard definition ended it.
It just becomes one long blur of a word.
Hey.
Good times.
All right, go on with your joke.
All right, thanks a lot, Andy. Huh? Foggy, you're supposed to be screening calls, okay? All right, Bill, what else you got?
All right, I now pronounce Chuck and Larry.
Wow.
Kevin James, Adam Sandler, bad.
They tried to sell it on Jessica Biel's ass, and that didn't even work.
No, that did not work.
You know, that whole thing doesn't work. Let's show a hot chick, and that'll make guys want to go see it.
Didn't that, they tried to do that with Into the Blue?
Yeah,
that's what I was
about
to say. Is teenage boys, yes, who are full of testosterone.
Because
but guys in their 30s with no testosterone or sex drive won't work.
Well, I mean, basically...
What?
I don't know.
I was waiting for that.
Let's just move on. But, okay.
Patrons performing sexual acts.
After they're done...
pleasuring themselves.
Yeah, exactly, Carl. They're not interested in seeing the movie anymore. So if they do that while watching the commercial, then they have no interest in seeing the film.
Especially with TiVo,
all
you can do slow-mo now.
So what they need to do is titillate, not show anything, but kind of hint at it. That's how you get them in
the movie. No, they just need to show it all. Show it all.
Don't you want the mystery?
No.
Sequel.
No, what I'm saying is they can't show it all in the commercial. Anyway, what else, Bill? What else we got in DVDs?
James Bond Ultimate Collector Set.
Yes!
21 James Bond films in one riveting collection.
Huh? What the hell's going on? Awesome. Now, what...
Is that Carnosaur?
That is Donald Sutherland.
Oh, yeah.
The Body Snatchers.
I couldn't hear the... No, Matthew! No! Oh, there she is.
Oh, yeah. I just watched that.
Okay, so I would buy this if I wasn't waiting for the Blu-ray editions.
Right.
Because I don't want to spend $230 on 21 James Bond movies that will probably be out on Blu-ray in a matter of months.
They showed From Russia with Love and Golden Man and Goldfinger. Yeah, that's it.
Yes.
On MGM HD, and it was awesome.
Yep. Yeah, I watched From Russia with Love last night while I couldn't sleep, and it looked pretty good. What I was confused about, though, is that it was zoomed in a little. I don't think it was in original aspect ratio.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, I think it was zoomed a little bit.
We'll have to look into
it. I don't know. Andy would know.
Simulated
white screen. I painted with the little face, and I painted the eyebrow.
Huh?
But for Bond freaks that don't have high def...
No,
yeah, you might want to pick up every single James Bond movie.
Awesome.
King of Queens, the complete series.
I love that show.
See, I couldn't stand this show.
Yeah, it didn't look like my cup of tea.
Kevin James is so funny on that. Patton Oswalt. And there's even a Scientologist in it, Bill.
Leah Remini. She loves her clay table.
When did she go Scientological?
I don't know. I think it was a while back.
Is that the girl with the dude voice?
Tom Cruise gets Scientological.
She gets on the e-meter, and what is it?
I bet she does.
What is an e-meter?
An electropsychometer.
Yeah, that's it. So I'm wondering if when she was Sam's cousin on Who's the Boss, if she was one yet. Or if it was
I don't
later.
Know. I wonder whenever they pulled
Satan,
her into
Satan,
that thing.
Satan.
It's probably once she moved out to the Hollywood.
Right.
I think she married into it, actually.
Oh, that's how it happens. That's how it happens. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Poor thing. For better or for worse.
I don't
Next
like
DVD.
The Scientology business. Yuck.
Sci-Fi's Manticore.
Who the hell buys this shit on DVD? Who's like,
I don't know.
Manticore? What the hell does that even mean? What's a
Manticore?
It's a mythical clawed and winged beast. It unleashes
It's unleashed by villainous opponents to keep land under their control.
I'm entering a cold
well, I still don't know what the hell that means.
What is so funny about this is just reading the stars in it. Robert Beltran from Star Trek Voyager, Jeff Fahey, Chase Masterson, and get this, Heather Donahue. Do you remember that name?
Oh my, she was the next big thing after Blair Witch Project, right?
Exactly. And now she's in a sci-fi original, Manticore.
That's when you know you've hit rock bottom, is when you're on an infomercial or a sci-fi original
movie. How did she
movie.
Do that? She was supposed to be the toast of Hollywood after that. Remember she was,
yeah, I know. That's...
She was crying in the camera and you see the tear. Oh, she can act. She's going to...
Paul McCartney has a lot of power.
Yeah, it was Paul McCartney's fault. No, he needs his power.
Didn't take advantage of that.
Yeah, right. She's taking advantage of Paul McCartney's power.
Here. All right, Bill, what else is going on?
We're getting close to the holidays, and what's a better time to release The Munsters' Scary Little Christmas?
Yes!
Yeah, you need to play the music for that. Play the music for that.
Oh, darn. Sorry, that's my Herman Munster impression. It's not as good as Steven's Paul McCartney, though, right, Paul?
Right. I just gotta keep doing it worse and worse.
Now he's Swedish. He changes nationality every time.
He's running
he's
away.
He's very worldly.
All right,
very powerful.
Bill,
and
I need you to save at least 5 minutes for the end of the show. Okay.
Okay, we're very close to done as is.
Sounds fantastic.
Next DVDs, one of my favorite shows of all time, Most Extreme Elimination Challenge, seasons 1, 2, and 3.
They release new DVDs of this every week, it seems like.
I don't think the show on anymore.
They do. It's just on, it's sporadic. I think it's Thursday nights at like 10 o'clock.
He's doing the Scary
Uncle.
It used to
be on all the time on Spike TV.
Scary Uncle.
Yeah, I know. But now they have Sticky Fingers. On that.
If I ever
channel.
Create a rock band, I'm going to name it Scary Uncle.
Scary Uncle. That's so funny. I love that. Whenever they do, like, the Scary Uncle is probably my favorite one.
The Scary Uncle, I think, is all fours, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
That's called the Scary Uncle.
I think it's kind of like the Buck Henry glass bottom boat kind of thing they're making fun of when he would do that on SNL. But also,
Lost
there's. I love whenever they name the people Baba Ganoush.
Yeah.
It's a great show. What?
Not funny. Huh? Okay. It's not
I forgot
funny.
One that I want to go back to, Gilligan's Island, the complete series. I think I've
I
seen
already
every.
Had that.
I think I've. Oh, maybe they do. Maybe they don't. I don't know. But did I say that out loud? No, I didn't. Gilligan's Island, the complete series.
Oh,
I think I've definitely seen every episode of this show.
Does it include the like Harlem Globetrotters episode and stuff?
Oh, of course it does.
Okay, all right. Then if not, it would be a jib.
I loved Gilligan's Island, but I always wondered, would it be wrong for them to kill Gilligan and bury
I know.
Him somewhere? They
it's
would
all
have gotten
fault.
Off the island. They would have just killed him.
He really was just an epic asshole.
Yeah, he was.
Fucking Gilligan.
Oh my god!
Oh, sorry.
You really don't like Bob Denver.
I always liked the episodes where like they had like Don Rickles or Larry Storch or something on. Like, what the hell are they doing on Gilligan's Island?
Yes.
And they would always get off and then the
Major
others would
Dummett.
Be left behind.
Yeah, the one with the astronaut who crash landed or something. I can't remember what. Yeah.
Wasn't it a cosmonaut?
A surfer that surfed
Yeah, surfer,
all the way there.
Yeah.
Like a surfer accidentally went out on a 3-hour tour on his.
No, he caught a one of those, a giant monsoon wave or something.
Boat wave. Monsoon wave.
Didn't they have, like, some scientists do some experiments or something?
Continuing on, Pixar Short Films Collection, Volume 1. This is on DVD and Blu-ray. It has their
That's
most popular
thing.
Short films. Adventures of Andre and Wally B., Luxo Jr., Red Dream, Tin Toy, Knick Knack, Gary's Game, For the Birds,
the
Mike's
are
New
those?
Car.
Are those
Bound
good?
Jack,
the ones
Jack
that
Attack.
Win the Academy Awards for short films.
We just
want to
see the long movies. We don't want short movies.
Okay, so for a long movie, probably one of my favorite movies of all time, and I've only seen it a couple times, is Ratatouille.
Screwball and Joysticks?
And that's roll hitting bounce. DVD and Blu-ray.
Oh, it's
this
Roll
week.
Bounce.
Roll Bounce. Bounce. That's right, Roll Bounce.
Well, I loved Ratatouille. Loved it, loved it, loved it, loved it.
I have not seen it.
I saw Cars on Starz HD the other day and hated it. I thought it was awful.
I heard it was boring.
It is boring.
I heard it was fantastic.
I hated it.
We've all heard different things. But I bet you haven't heard this.
Life on other planets. That's hot.
Yes, it is.
I've actually heard that before.
But I bet you guys haven't heard this either.
Paul McCartney has a lot of power.
Wow. I always knew that, but just hearing that from Matt Lauer just cements the fact.
I believe it now, yeah. I didn't believe it till now.
Seinfeld, the complete series, all nine seasons.
I thought you were complete. Done with DVDs.
Yeah, I thought you said it was done.
No, I didn't say I was done yet. I said we're almost done.
Oh, okay.
No, you said that's it for DVDs.
No, I didn't.
You did.
I didn't.
Thank you, Jennifer.
But anyways, it's a complete series. Has a coffee table book that's enormous. Bonus disc with the reunion of the cast and all that happy horse crap. Sicko, Michael Myers film. Or Michael Myers. Michael Myers.
What?
See, Andy has Michael Myers on my mind. Michael Moore, Sicko, which I actually like, but I know people don't like him, but I'm not really a huge fan of him, but it was a good
you
movie.
You know, people would say all they want about, hey, I hate that guy, but I think there needs to be somebody like him.
Sure.
I really do. I think it makes things more interesting.
Well, I think his movies have an important message. I just think people lose that message when they look at him. They judge the movie by him, which they shouldn't do.
He really, and I think in Sicko, he did it a lot more. He needs to not be in his films and just direct them.
Yeah, good point.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. So wrapping up real quick here, The Two Jakes is also coming out. I mentioned Chinatown earlier.
Yeah, the sequel to Chinatown directed by Jack Nicholson.
Mm-hmm. And also Wonder Woman, the complete collection, the
yes.
Linda Carter series.
Also directed by Jack Nicholson.
Yes. I'm sure she was directed
written
to many
by the Coen brothers.
Wonder Woman!
I'm Diana Pinto, the
ever.
CIA.
X-Files, the ultimate collection, every single season in one box.
Wow!
$10,000.
$10,000?
Yeah, it's actually $330.
$10,000?
Actually, I think Britney Spears spends that
you
amount.
You pay for it in a silver attaché case. I got the money here.
With a handcuff.
Like the Blade Runner collection.
We decided to do this for Andy. What do you say? Ow!
Let's do some DVDs! DVDs! HD, Blu-ray, extended definition!
Thank you. That's for you, Andy. That's for you and...
Everyone!
Exactly. Mm. All right, Bill, what other DVDs we got?
That's it. Done.
You sure?
Yes.
From A to X.
Wait, what is this?
What the hell are you doing?
Waste may taste, for time is fleeting. A rolling stone is worth two in the bush.
Go fuck a refrigerator, peck your neck! Thank you, good night. Here all week, try the veal. And...
All right, everybody, that was episode 100, baby! What do you guys think? Pretty cool,
neat.
Huh?
Yeah.
100 episodes.
100.
I'm going back and reading the comments about the DVDs. Don Chepp's having a conniption fit because that Monsters DVD isn't the original Monsters. It says it's a remake Monsters from 1996.
What the crap?
Oh, my head.
Oh, the Monsters Christmas.
Well, guys, if you would like to leave us an email, go to nimpodcast@gmail.com or a plethora of voicemails like we got this week at 1206-202-3491.
Lovely. Paul McCartney has a lot of power.
It's all floopy-floppy. Go to nowhereinmulberry.com and you'll find links to our forum and Mulberry Old School. You could go all the way back to episode 1 of Nowhere in Mulberry.
Please don't.
And listen all the way up to episode 100. How cool would that be, you guys? Awesome. Totally wicked bohansical. Wouldn't you say, Steven?
I'll see you! The crusade will be the end of us all!
What the hell?
The crusades will be the end of us all.
I guess.
Yeah. We only got one call from Andy bitching about playing the song.
Yeah, pretty much.
Jeez, peoples. Huh?
Two calls.
Well, from Andy, yeah.
That's still really special, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Andy, though. Thanks. Just kidding,
I think it's
Andy.
Comical, quite frankly.
Thanks, yeah. Andy. I appreciate
Chris
it.
Chris Angel thinks it's comical. But, you know, it's been really cool. It's been, what would you say, a long, strange trip? No, don't use that cliche. No, I hate that cliche. But... Do you remember when that dude died? What his name? Jerry Garcia? Is that him?
Yeah.
The long, strange trip is over. It's like, oh, stick your head in a friggin' wood chipper.
Oven?
I will end it like my favorite movie. Check Chinese you later.
But I can see you itching.
I'll see you when I see you.
Garbage day.
I say we go out with a big parade. What do you guys say? Episode 100, we deserve one. Come on. Cue parade, Foggy. Yeah. We got Gungans and little brats running around.
Where'd the elephant come from?
With rat tails?
Yeah, rat tails. That means you're Jedi's in training.
Jedi's went back to 1980 and stole rat tails.
Steven, here's some flowers. Sprinkle the petals everywhere. It's so gay.
It's
so gay and happy and delightful.
I wear my metal bikini.
Whoa.
We got a call.
Hello?
Hey, guys. It's Don Chepp.
Don Chepp. Hey, buddy.
Hey,
what's
Don.
Going
on? Hey, how's it going?
Stop the
nice
parade, Foggy.
Nice to hear you guys, I mean. Especially Vanessa. It's been a long time.
I know.
Nice,
how
nice
you doing, man?
You.
What's up?
All right.
What's up, home caller?
What's that?
I said, what's up?
Exactly. What's that?
Well, happy 100. That's all I wanted to say, you know? Well,
thank you.
Thanks for listening, too.
Hey, anytime. I've been listening to you guys since, almost the beginning now, and awesome. Here's for 100. I know you guys say you want to quit, but hey, you guys have to put in another 100, man.
We're not kidding, by
100.
The way.
Huh? We're thinking
another
about
100.
It. We'll threaten every week to quit.
Maybe 50.
How about 100?
You're going to take the over-under on 50.
That's right. You got to chain Vanessa to that news desk so she doesn't get away this time, okay?
I might like that.
Oh, dear. No bondage on the show.
What?
Eugene might like that.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I'm starting there.
I appreciate that.
Yes,
in honor of Steven.
Yes, though, I am throwing a conniption fit about the Monsters thing, you know. Because,
well, you know what? Whenever I read that, I was disappointed because... I thought that didn't look like
Fred Gwynne.
Fred Gwynne. So
when you heard... John Shuck was actually. I mean, he was a Klingon. He was. I mean, he was a cool guy. He was Holmes for or was it Yo-Yo? I can't remember which one he was. You guys, that's way before your time. I think Andy there is probably going. Yeah, I know Holmes and Yo-Yo. He was. I mean, he's done a lot of good character stuff, but man, he could not be Herman Munster.
No.
But Al Lewis wanted to be Grandpa again, and then they said, well, no, you're too old, and Al Lewis
kind of
seen too old to play a 200-year-old vampire.
I love Grandpa.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like he was already
yeah.
Almost
you can't
200
have an old An old vampire.
Old grandpa. You can't have an old grandpa.
Yeah.
You know who played grandpa instead? Does anyone remember the show Give Me a Break?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Okay. The chief had a like, bumbling partner. I can't remember what the guy's name was.
I remember.
That guy ended up playing. That guy ended up playing grandpa instead.
Wasn't he on Different Strokes as well?
Probably, I think so.
Hey.
And also, of all people, what's her name from Hill Street Blues? What's
Elaine Boozer?
Betty Thomas. Attorney.
Oh yeah.
She played.
Hey, Don Shep, we're running out of time. Let's continue
right,
the
guys.
Parade, guys. Yeah.
Right, 100. Bye bye.
Hell yeah! Bye-bye. Boom goes the dynamite. Boom shalaka. Or whatever. Steven, get those flowers out of your hair. It's so gay.
Hey. Where's the Gungan King at?
Hey, look, a glowing ball that represents nothing. Woo!
Yeah, what the hell was that? Here's the glowing ball. Oh, really? Thank you.
Hell yeah, 100! Sigga a boo coo ya da da dee na ma 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 ma. Thanks, everybody. See you next week. Maybe.
Possibly.
Let's leave an air of mystery.
Peck your neck!
Casting.